Hi. I'm Cal Armistead. I'm chair of the worship committee here at St. Matthew's. At our meeting last month, we talked about how much we loved it during stewardship last fall when folks from the congregation stood up to tell their faith stories. The old-fashioned term for this kind of story is a testimony, a statement, bearing witness. We need more of these during worship, I said. We need to hear each other's profound, true stories on a regular basis. Great idea, Cal, everybody said. You go first. Okay, sure, I said. No problem. I'm a writer. Stories are my life. Then I went home and I struggled. Because even though I'm a writer, when discussing faith and God, I feel like I need a new vocabulary, maybe even a new language altogether. But I'll do my best. My journey, like everyone else's, is complex and circuitous, but I guess you'd say it started off pretty straight and narrow. I'm a preacher's daughter, brought up in a home that revolved around the church. Dad was in the pulpit, Mom was in the choir. I earned a collection of perfect attendance pins in Sunday school. I went to Christian summer camp and youth group. As an adult, I sang in several choirs and served on dozens of committees and cooked many a casserole for many a covered dish supper. We raised our daughters in the church. I became a trained Stephen minister. I was in discipleship groups and Bible studies and adult Sunday school classes. And then about 10 years ago, I lost my religion. It had been slipping away a little at a time as I slogged through an obstacle course of life tests and upheavals and loss that left me reeling and on uncertain footing. To sum up, life happened and it changed me. I became someone different, someone new, and I discovered that my old models of church and dogma and religion didn't fit me anymore. They were too confining, too rigid for the new person I'd become. I decided I was done with church, finished with religion. But I see now that I was like a hermit crab who had outgrown its shell. I longed for, hungered for, something more in my faith, something bigger, something that would provide me room to grow. There's nothing more frightening than being a hermit crab between shells, all vulnerable, raw, and exposed. I won't lie, it was a scary time. But finally, I found a new shell, one that included a fascinating combination of science and mysticism and oceans of unconditional God love. It fed me and challenged me. It didn't need a church or a religion. When I first came to St. Matthew's, it wasn't for me. It was for my dad, the retired Methodist minister. Also, I was curious. A close friend had shared a poem meditation written by Steve that knocked my socks off. I wanted to see if he was as good a preacher as he was a poet. He was. He is. I thought to myself that first Sunday morning, this church feels different. Pastor Steve is different. His interpretation of God's love is compatible with mine. That first Sunday, I thought with uncommon clarity, Steve and I need to do some work together. Even with that prompt, though, I didn't dive in right away. It's taken me about 3 years of circling the perimeter, dipping a toe in and pulling it out again, before finally making the plunge to become an active, involved member at St. Matthew's. But for what it's worth, I'm here now. And I feel like I'm on the verge of another change. My hermit crab self is in the process of yanking itself out of its former shell in search of a new one. I know it will be transforming. I know it will be good, but I'm not sure what it looks like yet. It has to do with all of you. It has to do with this church. It has to do with some new, very insistent writing projects that won't let me rest. But I'm feeling vulnerable, and I ask you for your prayers as I seek the new shell that will accommodate all I've got going on right now. No, I don't have my faith fully figured out. Who does? But I'm trying. And I found this is a good place to try with good people who are also trying. Here we can support each other and lean into the mystery together. And our faith stories are a vital part of this. Will you share yours with us? Let's talk.